Millions of Haitian citizens are prepared to go to polling stations tomorrow to choose the impoverished island nation's next president. Chris Altieri reports.
Haiti's presidential candidates put a wrap to their campaigns on Friday with boisterous rallies in the capital, Port-au-Prince, ahead of elections scheduled for Sunday. More than a third of Haiti's nearly 5 million registered voters are listed as living in the capital, though the voting register includes the names of many people who perished in the massive earthquake which devastated the capital this past January, a disaster from which neither the capital nor the rest of the country is even close to being fully recovered. 19 candidates are seeking the island nation's highest office.
Le vote est l'arme secrète du peuple.
The UN Secretary General's special representative in Haiti, Edmond Mulet, says the vote represents a real and an important opportunity for the people of Haiti.
Pour la communauté internationale aussi, c'est très important.
For the international community too, this is very important. For the help, support and money that needs to be delivered for reconstruction and for all the other aspects that Haiti is facing now. It's much easier to do that with a legitimate government.
De le faire avec un gouvernement légitime.
The winner will inherit responsibilities to manage a cholera epidemic that is expected to sicken as many as 400,000 people, as well as address the immediate and long-term needs of millions of unemployed and displaced citizens. I'm Chris Altieri.